Thank you for joining us today on Drawing Near. This ongoing study of the Bible is designed to help and encourage us to draw near to God through the study and application of His Word. If you have questions about the Bible or your walk with the Lord Jesus, feel free to reach out to me through my email address in the description section of this podcast. With regards to God's Word, what are we to focus on? Well, the simple answer is the truth. But if you've spent time in Bible study, either alone or with others, then you know that the Lord doesn't answer all of our questions. He tells us what He wants us to know. But we are curious, and so sometimes we try to fill in the gaps. Today on Drawing Near, we hear Paul's instruction to a spiritual leader regarding this issue. Let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and study Foolish Speculations. And as we prepare for today's study, let's pray together. And Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for this opportunity that we have to come and study Your Word. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, it's a blessing, Father, to be able to be together, in a sense, around Your Word. And I pray, Father, that we would remember one another in prayer, and that we would take to heart this instruction regarding speculation. We need to understand what Your desire is for the body of Christ, for the church, and then how do we pursue that? Guide us in our study. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. In our last study together, we looked at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. And we're going to begin today by reading verse 22 and then 23. In 2 Timothy 2, 22, it says, "Now flee from youthful lusts, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. But refuse foolish and ignorant speculations, knowing that they produce quarrels." Paul, as he addresses Timothy, is trying to emphasize what he should be focusing on. There's difficulty within churches. There's persecution from without. Sometimes there's division from within, and Timothy had to deal with all of these things in Paul's absence. And that was a challenge. He wasn't Paul. He was Timothy. And Paul had experience that Timothy needed. Now, Timothy had been with Paul in the ministry. He had observed and shared, but leading is a whole different thing. Now, Timothy, being a young man, has already been encouraged to flee from youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. In verse 23, Paul goes on and says, "But refuse foolish and ignorant speculations." Paul expects Timothy to act with authority. We need to understand, leaders in the church are invested by God with the authority to lead and guide and direct the church. They are to equip the church for ministry. They are to watch over the church, guarding them. They are to shepherd the body of Christ faithfully, not selfishly. There's a lot that goes into providing leadership. Part of that is to stand firm on the Word of God. And so Paul has already addressed that there were individuals within the church who were engaged with godless and idle chatter, and we've dealt with that. But he reemphasizes the idea here of the kind of things that should be acceptable with regards to instruction and the Word of God and things that are not. He tells Timothy, refuse. Do not tolerate. Do not entertain. Reject publicly foolish and ignorant speculations. Now, anybody who studied the Word has speculated from time to time. I am certain of this. We have imaginations. We have questions. We see the Bible through our own particular filters sometimes. And so we speculate. What is heaven going to be like? We speculate. How does a special doctrine apply in this situation or in that situation? And Paul says that we are in danger of engaging in foolish and ignorant speculations. We could try to spend our time identifying what those are. But in a brief sense, we need to understand speculations are things that are not contained or addressed in the Word of God that we want to speak to. And some of those speculations are very, very dangerous, because when people hear them or they participate in speculating, they fill in the gaps and say these things are true. I knew of a pastor who one time said everybody in heaven was going to be 33 years old, simply because Jesus died when he was 33. That's a foolish speculation. There's nothing in the Word of God that indicates such a thing. And we have many such things. We try sometimes to develop doctrines where there aren't any. And what does it produce? Well, Paul says, knowing that they produce quarrels. God hates division within the church. And the church is clearly divided. Look at all the denominations. Look at all the individual churches within any denomination. There's a lot of division. And there's a lot of quarrels. Quarrels over everything. And some of the quarrels are legitimate. Some people have strayed from the clear truth of God's word. And therefore, there is a disagreement. There is a division that is right. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 addresses that. But speculations are not things we ought to be quarreling about. The truth of God's word is given to us for a reason. God decides what he wants us to know. He's the one who reveals truth through his writers under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. He breathes out his word. And so when God doesn't address a thing, we need to be careful. Some things in the Bible are explicit. They are so clear you really have a difficulty misunderstanding or arguing about them. You may not agree with them. You may not fully understand them, but what's being said is clear. And then there are things that are implicit. They're implied. Sometimes we reach our doctrinal understandings or explain our Bible through a series of deductions and reasonings. And the Bible does that itself. Individuals within Scripture show us how to do that. But then there are things that are just pure speculation. If we are honest, we have to say, we don't know, but maybe this and maybe that. It's okay to speculate as long as you understand what it is. And because it's speculation, there's no reason to quarrel over it. Why would we get in an argument? Why would we get into a debate with other individuals over something that's just pure speculation? We need to think about these things. Why? Because God wants his church to exist in peace. Not peace at all costs. Not peace at the cost of doctrinal purity or true and right understanding of God's word. But he wants us to exist in peace without compromise and avoid things that come into the body, that we ourselves bring into the body, that can produce quarrels and divisions. Paul's going to develop this idea a little bit more in our next verse, in our next passage, but we'll save that for next time. Try to study God's word and focus on those things that God clearly communicates. Ask a question why he doesn't address this or that, but be careful not to push or accept speculation as truth. It's very, very dangerous. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for our time together in the word. And I pray, Father, that you would give us wisdom and discernment. Father, in no way are you telling us we're not to ask questions about your word or about things that we're curious about. Help us to accept the fact that sometimes you don't answer our question, and we need to just trust in you by faith, as you've called us to do. Help us to walk in faith today before you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for studying with us today. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are shared. Drawing Near is a ministry of FBC Tip City based on the promise that if we will draw near to God, he will draw near to us.